We start off in the Maldives, and then we're based sort of in Reading and Bath. There's a main character that's based in the Gower. We go to Barbados and Los Angeles. So we do travel around a bit in my books. But I was really inspired when I came down to visit my son, who moved down to Swansea earlier in the year. I was really inspired to actually write a character in that was based down here because I wanted to be able to talk about the beautiful beaches.
What do you like most about the area?
I'm a massive fan. I love Rosilly. I absolutely love it up there. It feels so open and free, and the beaches are gorgeous and unspoilt. We've been to Port Inan. I think the first beach we went to was Oxwich Bay. It's just beautiful. The countryside is just beautiful. And I'd never in all my life been to the Gower before. So I'm so thankful that Daniel got the job with Swansea City.
No, you're a massive football fan. And of course, you're watching the game this weekend. What did you make of it all?
Well, I only saw the highlights. I would say that it can't possibly be just the manager's fault. My son's manager of the under-11s, the Swansea under-11s, and I think sometimes your players don't maybe give you what you've asked them to give you on match day. So I don't think you can ever point the finger at just the manager. It has to be a team game. I actually went to my first match at the Liberty Stadium a couple of weeks ago when they played Bournemouth, and they came back from the 2-goal deficit. Honestly, I think they played really well. So I'm not sure what's not gelling at the moment, but I think it's just a bad patch, and I think people shouldn't jump to sort of hasty decisions.
Now, you're in Swansea for a reason. That's because of your book signing. You're not only a QVC presenter, but you're also an author now.
I've always wanted to write. It's one of those things. I think we all think we've got a book in us. And I'd written my sort of memoir book a few years ago, which was on QVC, but I'd always wanted to write a novel. And I hadn't been well, and we were on a holiday of a lifetime, not actually knowing if it was going to be the last holiday of a lifetime. And I sat down on the first morning on the beach and had an idea for the book. Only the idea just evolved and evolved and evolved. And I said to my partner, this isn't just one book. I said, I think this has got to be a trilogy. So that's what happened. I wrote the first book. It took me about 18 months to write the first book, Life Speech, and then... and then people kept saying to me, and I'm absolutely blown away by the reaction to it, when's the second one out? When's the second one out? And at that point, I was sort of thinking, I've only written about 20,000 words, and books are about my books are about 80,000. So I just suddenly had to write more speedily. I took some time off work and came down, and I've done a lot of the writing down whilst I've been staying with Daniel, because he coaches and he's at work all day, and I've got total peace and quiet, and I can just sit and write. So the funny thing is that the name of the trilogy is the Liberty Sands Trilogy, and I've written most of the second book gazing out at the Liberty Stadium because he lives on the river there. So it's really weird, really.